Today, we're going to be talking about book writing. We're going to be talking about how planning a book is not as difficult as you might think it is, why it's a beautiful heart-centered thing to write a book, and how we can tune deeper into the heart when we're making decisions about our book. We need to know why we are writing this book in the first place, and is it actually aligned with the clarity in our heart? Or is it something to do with ego? So sometimes I get students coming to me and, you know, they have something to prove, or, you know, some strange things have happened actually where people have wanted to write like revenge stories or, you know, something to fix their life. And the first thing I really wanted to outline is that heart writing is not about this kind of writing. Heart writing is about healing through writing, but that kind of writing is not going to help us to heal. So that's a really important one to ask yourself is when you're writing this story, is it trying to prove something, or is it something to do with integrity and heart? Is there a story that is being asked to be shared? So this is something that our spirit is going to tell us when we start to tune in deeper. So how do we actually figure this out? We have to start a regular meditation practice. That's going to be the easiest way to start tuning into what your heart is actually telling you to do. And if you don't know how to start a meditation practice, then just use my 10 Days of Heart Writing course, which is pretty much a how to remove writer's block course. And if you follow that course right to the end, you will see exactly what I mean about removing the ego and coming deeper into the heart. And then it's going to become really, really obvious to you why you are writing this story. So Tracy says that I know I have a story in me and I'm hoping to begin the process soon. Kate says that I'm drawn to writing, but it came out of nowhere and I'm still trying to tap in and know if it's real or not. Oh, this is a really good one. I'll talk about this a little bit later. Kelly says to connect, to show people that how they feel or look at the world is similar to yours, making the familiar new. Some people are drawn to my courses, but they're not actually sure why. There's this real sense of like being drawn to writing, but not really knowing why. And that's kind of actually how I started. So that's a good point to start there, that I was always drawn to writing and I was always writing stories when I was a kid. But when I actually went to study writing, I didn't know what this why was. And I really do believe that heart-centered writers are brought to that space for a deeper purpose. And sometimes we don't need to know and figure out that why at first. We just need to follow that trail. We need to follow what the heart is saying and just start penning down the words and it will become more obvious. So in my level one signature workshop, people often stumble upon their why by about week three. It's not always an immediate thing. And that's why I think that rushed writing courses are a really bad idea, because if you rush into a writing course, you don't even know what your real why is. And the course is finished by week four. And in my courses, you probably only stumble upon your why in week three. So writing a book is actually not that hard if you've taken the time to learn the foundations of writing first. So if you've heard some of the teachings I've taught in my 10 Days of Heart Writing, you'll hear about Aristotle. And Aristotle wrote a book called Poetics. He studied the elements of storytelling, what makes us really driven and compelled to follow a story. Now, no matter how short that story is, whether it's a 10-word flash fiction short story, whether it's a 30-word story, whether it's a 100-word story on Instagram, whether it's a conversation between two people telling a story, whether it's a 3,000-word short story, like the classic, you know, 3,000 to 5,000-word short story, whether it's a novella, whether it's a novel, whether it's a TV miniseries, whether it's a long-term telenovela type series, you know. So stories, they're all the same. They all have the same elements. They all have an exposition. They all have complications. They all have a climax and they all have an ending. They all have some kind of resolution, but not necessarily the Disney ending. So when you get a handle on this, it's really easy to tune into what you need for your novel. The novel is basically a short story that's been then extended over, you know, a much longer time period. So your chapters become lots of short stories. And then your overall narrative arc for the novel is also following those highs and lows that are inherent in a really great story. And you need conflict for a story to be compelling. So when I teach heart writing and I teach the academics behind writing, people often get confused. People come to heart writing thinking that this is a journaling course. And it's not really a journaling course. Ultimately, I'm trained as an academic writer, an academic creative writer. So my interest is not actually in journaling. I'm interested in the psychology behind writing, and that's where journaling becomes very useful. But it's the academics and it's the what compels us to read on that makes things really, really exciting for me. So I've made it my life work to keep learning more and more and more about storytelling. And it doesn't mean that I've nailed it yet. And it doesn't mean that all of my students get it within the first week because, you know, once you do step into writing degrees, it becomes really obvious that you can't really learn much about writing in a few weeks. Every academic workshop in writing is at least 3 hours long. And that workshop is then, you know, at least 12 sessions for just one unit. And then over the entire degree, you've got many, many, many units and many components of story writing. And you need to learn things like character, like setting. You need to learn about language, voice. There's so many different elements. So whenever I see these quick fix writing courses pop up, you know, write a book in 6 weeks, I just think, wow, that's just so misleading. Some people are really great at telling stories verbally. Some people were brought up in families where they understood punchlines or they understood conflict or they were told a lot of ghost stories. And these are very, very compelling stories because they're always built on those elements. But people don't really know why they're good at storytelling. They were just brought up with that. But telling those stories is very different to writing those stories. And just because you're a good writing storyteller doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be a good verbal storyteller. I'm not naturally a very good verbal storyteller at all. I had to learn this. I had to really work on verbalizing. And you'll probably understand this. If you're interested in writing, you're generally a more introverted person. Like there'll be a lot of nods here. You know, generally the writers are the introverts. So I'm sort of getting off topic here, but, you know, I sort of feel like it's a really interesting thing that I was called into teaching because it forced me to work on a part of myself that wasn't natural for me. And in the end, it sort of brought me here to heart writing where I'm now able to best explain how writing works, if that makes sense. And I wanted to share that with you because not everything comes easy to people. But they can become easier with work, with dedication, with discipline. And sometimes spirit just brings you to places without you realizing and without you knowing why. So that brings us back then to your why of why you want to be a writer, why you are here today. So writing a book is not as hard as you think once you start following that trail of the spirit's voice. And once you find the right solutions, once you learn how to write a short story, once you really, and I mean really worked at it in the same way I had to really work at speaking, it's not easy. You know, even when I came on today, it's nerve-wracking for me to present and speak to people. But it's something I push through because I'm called to. And it's the same for you with your writing. If you think that you can't write a book, but still for some reason you're called here, you can push through that and you can actually write an amazing, amazing piece of art. But just putting in the time and the dedication and the techniques. What I'm actually saying is that you need to take it slowly and you need to take it at your own pace, but you need to actually commit to something to make that work. But it starts to become this really fun, addictive process. When you start just feeling confident with yourself and your skills, you realize that you can create beauty and magic and potent messages that can touch hearts and create change. But the acceptance that people are only going to continue to read your story when you've created tragedy and conflict, because humans are motivated by tragedy and conflict. That's just how we're motivated to learn. And so you can trace back to any fairy tale, any story that you were told as a kid, and there was always some turning point, some conflict that made us feel scared or nervous. It is just the way that humans are wired. So when we understand that, we start to have fun with this process, but we can also use our writing, our storytelling for good. It doesn't mean that we're harming people through our stories, is what I want to say. It's actually a really ethical way of using our beautiful words and understandings and techniques to create meaningful, lasting change. Now you understand what heart writing is all about. It's not a journaling course. Writing from the heart is not always nice, but it can be something that touches hearts in even more special ways than just writing all the nice stuff in life. So Kelly joined my Central Coast workshop in semester one, and she's now in my advanced workshop, which is online. So she's had this like really unique experience of working with me in person and then joining the online workshop. And I kept saying to her, don't worry, you're going to love the online workshop. In fact, I think it works better than the in-person workshop because we've got so much deep connections, but we've also got so many resources online that it still feels like you're in person anyway. So I just wanted to ask how you went, Kelly, with that transition from the level one in person to the online.
Well, I do remember you saying you will love the online one just as much, because like my level one was at this beautiful Paradise Cafe and Rose had it set up perfectly. And it was, you know, you get that collective sense of energy in a group in the flesh. So I was definitely worried about the transition, but I mean, the transition was also jumping to a group of really dedicated online writers that, you know, were just that little bit more involved and invested in their journey. So that's super motivating. And you are right, Rose, I do feel like you do get a lot more academic side online. The heart spaces are more concise and perfect, whereas sometimes face-to-face, you've got to honour people that maybe that tiny bit more. So, yeah, I have absolutely loved going from one to the other, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we still have so much connection anyway, because we use the WhatsApp group and, you know, people are really encouraged to connect with each other and even individually if they want to branch off into their own conversations. So I guess in that way we've got heaps of time still to connect even if we're not connecting in person. So tell me, when you've got an interesting story, because you weren't really sure probably what heart writing was about when you joined, and you were sharing this with me the other day, and I thought it was really fascinating. So could you explain to me how you felt making that realization of what heart writing was really about? And when did you start to realize, oh shit, I think I'd like to write a novel?
So I definitely was one of those people that you touched on before that didn't really know why they were signing up to level one originally. It popped up on my Facebook. The ad was giving, you know, aesthetic realness. It was beautiful. I loved to write. It looked like my type of thing, so I signed up. But I was definitely more of that type of writer that wanted to upskill, you know, my writing practices, wanted someone to make me a bit more accountable, and definitely not one of those people that ever really went inwards or was focused on that heart-led aspect of writing, that's your core. So, and that was purely just because I didn't really know to connect the two. So And it sort of twigged with me that heart writing isn't that fluffy, nice, beautiful stuff. It's, for me, it was tapping into what makes me frustrated or angry or pissed off or what I can't make sense of in the world. And I think that's when there was a shift in my writing as well, because I started to write about things that I didn't have control over years ago or didn't see anyone have control over. That was kids, disadvantaged kids that I worked with. And I wanted to sort of marinate on that in my writing, and I did. And that's when some cool stuff started to happen. And that's when I was like, oh, that's my heart. That's what makes me angry. That's what keeps me up at night. It doesn't have to be lovey-dovey, blah, blah, blah. So that was my real click. And that's when I fell in love with writing. And that's when I said, I want to challenge, because I love that feeling of producing a piece. So why not love that feeling over, you know, years potentially of writing something that means a lot to me. So yeah, that's when the novel was the no-brainer. I was like, I've got to do it, because there's electricity in that whole process.
Yeah, you've really identified there that, you know, even though I said, you know, don't write from the ego and don't write through revenge, that's not really why we should be writing. That doesn't mean we can't write about hard things, bad things, challenging things, triggering things. But it's, and then you realize when you were safe that they were the stories that you wanted to tell. I find your stories really compelling. So it's not just about writing the nice things. That's beautiful. What has been interesting about what you've learned in the heart writing courses?
My biggest thing that I've learned personally is that there's just such a huge flow on effect in all the other parts of your life. If you just let go and trust your abilities and you be consistent with yourself, I found that the last few years I've possibly lost my way a little bit in a lot of avenues, and I haven't stuck to anything. And that's because I wasn't doing things that I wanted to do. Sticking to this and, you know, feeling better, being a better parent, being a better friend, being a better mother, I already said that, partner, all those things, like it's just a butterfly effect when you do things that light you up. That things like imposter syndrome can sort of really dissipate once you've put in the work. I think putting in the work for me isn't even upskilling. I know that I'll need to upskill forever, but it's more putting in the work in terms of being consistent and chipping away. I've written every day, whether it's crap, whether it's for the bin, whether it's to be shared. I've done it, and through doing, I've developed, and that's just such a good thing to have in my corner. I've learned that there's no real, you touched on it before actually, but there's no real one size fits all for writing a novel. I keep referring back to structures and, you know, the stock standard recipes or methods, but the more exposure to different genres, different mixed media type books, etc., you just sort of realize that the sky's the limit. And you said to me the other day, Rose, writing a novel is just messy for a long, long period of time. It's getting it all out and then playing with it. And that can be really scary on a Monday, but it can be really exhilarating on a Tuesday. So it's about knowing where you sit as you're going through a process. And just when you're writing or when you're doing something that you love or a story that really has a point or a meaning to you, I don't know, for me personally, I'm seeing little weird synchronicities and stuff in my life that are telling me that I'm on the right path or I'm doing the right thing. The other day we had a guy come and pressure wash the roof, and his name was the name of my main character. Or I'll have a song in my book and it'll come on the radio. Like, it's just weird stuff going on. So yeah, that's just some stuff that's starting to surprise me, I guess.
Yeah, the intuition, that's awesome. So the magic is just coming up in all parts of your life.
Mm.
How has it felt having an editor critiquing your work?
I love it. I need feedback. I'm one of those people that, you know, I don't think it's ego-driven. I think it's more any little bits of feedback I can get, I love, whether they're light and fluffy and telling me I'm wonderful or whether they're like, no, you are ridiculous. So I've loved it, and I love how as our relationship, Rose, has gone from, you know, day one, level one to now, there's that level of understanding and respect, and you know that you're being pushed, or I know I'm being pushed now, as opposed to being, you know, nurtured. I'm still being nurtured. That's the wrong thing to say, but you know that what I can handle. You know how to push people to their best potential and produce the best results for people, which is really cool to see. Because I think you could, or like, it's something that I've really noticed lately as well, but you could have stayed, you know, safe, and you haven't. And because you haven't, there's been some really cool things occur.
Yeah. I when I started heart riding, I wasn't actually sure how I would feel working with adults because, and you're a teacher as well, so you understand that, you know, that it's scary making a transition from working with teenagers to then having to work with people that are a lot older than you and perhaps know better than you in some ways. And so I had to really work through that, and that was something that Spirit just had to push me to do. So there's another example of, you know, it's not all been comfortable for me, but I have noticed as well this year it doesn't have to be so careful, because I think now my students understand what I'm trying to say, and my objective is to make this the best learning experience for you rather than being just too nice. I think that's where people can go wrong. But hopefully the way that I go about it is heart-centered enough. Well, you've been really receptive. And because you are such a gifted writer, I think I've even gone harder with you because I just know you can handle it. And, yeah, you've been really amazing. Really excited for your book to come out. It's going to be amazing. So if you've read The Artist's Way and you like The Artist's Way, you're probably going to like my method of teaching, but you're probably also going to be challenged because I'm going to ask you to step up into the academics of writing. How do I teach yoga and meditation in my workshops? Because it's the number one way we can speak to our hearts and really check into our why. So let's just sit back in our chairs now. And if you want to lay down and just listen to the rest, you can totally do that as well. So let's just sit back and place a hand on the heart and take a few deep breaths. In through the nose, hold the breath at the top, and out through the mouth. In through the nose, hold at the top and exhale. Last round, in through the nose. Hold, hold, relax the belly. Exhale. Relaxing all the muscles in the face. And just noticing where that tension lies. Noticing us now shifting from the high-level brainwaves, the brainwaves that want us to learn, to think at high capacity. The beta brainwave is what we have been existing in for the past hour. And notice as we relax our breathing, notice this slowing down, this natural slowing down of the heart and this natural slowing down of the brain. Notice the softening behind the eyes, behind the eyelids. Notice this softening of the thoughts. As we just let go of all the holding on, letting go of the urgency, and being present right here in this moment. And not needing my voice to guide you trusting in those spaces between my voice. Trusting in that seed in your heart. The spirit that is guiding you. What is it that you need to write? Ask your heart. If you had the freedom to write whatever you wanted, without needing to please anyone, and without needing to prove anything, without needing to please anyone, and without needing to prove anything, what would I write? What is the story that I need to tell in my own way? And I'm going to leave you there today. I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm going to leave you with that meditation so that you can sit in that meditation for a little bit longer. I would love you to write back to me later with what it was, what was the story, what came up for you in that meditation. Listen to my podcast. I've re-recorded my first podcast and I have a great meditation for creativity in my second podcast. And I will send some more information about my courses because I have been transparent about my courses in this masterclass today. And I will love to connect with you all soon. Thank you so much for being part of this masterclass and just enjoy sitting in that beautiful, glorious space of meditation. Bye, everyone.